station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
All right, welcome back. It's game two here, live from Unadilla Valley High School. It's the Tri-Valley Championship. Now it's time for the boys' edition. Edmiston taking on Worcester. What a girls' game with Lawrence Milford defeating Richfield Springs ODY 48-44 in overtime. Boy, if we get anything close to that, we're going to be exhausted by the time we get out of here.
I went out to the lobby, and Andrade's was still playing basketball in the lobby, and she told me she was going to run home. She's still got a ton of energy. She's ready to go.
JK, good luck tonight. Jim Kenyon coming over to give us a little pregame talk, so had to let him get his little piece in there. So.
You know, it's the Tri-Valley time when all the coaches and everybody's coming over to talk to you and I, Nate. It's a great atmosphere here. Both coaches came over to give us a great big hug. Darren was checking to make sure that I was wearing my orange still from years past. And Coach Kenyon is making sure that I took my orange off. So it's going to be a good one.
I mean, for you, is there any little bit of nostalgia here? Your alma mater playing for a title. What's it mean?
I think that it's interesting for me because I tried to stay away from it a little bit, you know, with my different roles in Norwich and in Section 4. I don't really try to, you know, I'm always going to pay attention, but I don't go over to Edmiston that much anymore. So it's going to be fun for me to watch. And there's a lot of names here I know that I played with their parents. So that's probably the more nostalgia. When you go out into the lobby and everybody's calling your name because they haven't seen you in 20 years, none of these kids know who I am, so it's fine. It's the nostalgia is just the names for me.
Edmiston comes in 15-3. They're the one seed in the Tri-Valley tournament, also the one seed in the upcoming sectional tournament. Worcester, a little bit of a Cinderella story here, 13-6. They were the three seed. They knocked off Morris in the semifinals. Morris was the three-time defending champs, so this is big for Worcester. JK and his crew, they haven't been here. They haven't won the title since 2007, so this would be huge for them and the Wolverine family to try to get a victory here tonight.
It's been a couple months since we've seen the Wolverines play. They started off the season with Norwich, and Norwich just kind of just took it right to them in their own gym. But, you know, a couple weeks ago they played Oneonta, and they only lost to Oneonta by 20. And a lot of people say, well, Rich, it's still 20. 20 against Oneonta with Britton Z and Brady Carr. In the Yellow Jackets, that's impressive. That's a stack divisional winner. They just played Binghamton, who's arguably the best basketball team in the area. So Worcester is playing those type of caliber teams. It's just impressive, and you know, 20 points is a pretty good showing for the Wolverines.
Want to welcome everybody into our Butler Auto pregame show here. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So, set for a great matchup. Worcester in their dark green uniforms. Edmiston in the white with the orange trim. And set to be a great matchup here between these two teams. Edmiston has been here in recent history. They were here 2 years ago and lost to Morris. And the last time that Edmiston boys won the championship was right before COVID in that 2019-2020 season with a victory over Richfield Springs ODY. They had won two in a row back in 2019 and 2020. So Darren Belden and this program used to being in this game for Worcester and Coach Jim Kenyon. It's been a little bit longer. But this is kind of a group that's done really well in soccer and various sports, and so it doesn't surprise me to see them here.
It's a different look right now for the Tri-Valley Championship because Morris has kind of dominated the last 2 to 3 years. I think they won three championships in a row. So we're going to crown a new champion tonight. Is it going to be the Panthers, or is it going to be the Wolverines?
Well, the crowd is just jam-packed in here at Unadilla Valley. A lot of fun for this one. And the boys' Tri-Valley Championship is coming up. Edmiston and Worcester. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles. vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales, with over 160 vehicles on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're inside Unadilla Valley High School. Not a seat left to be had, really. Maybe somewhere far up in the corner for this boys' Tri-Valley Championship game between Edmiston and Worcester. Edmiston comes in with a record of 15-3, 8-0 in the league. Worcester comes in at 13-6, 5-3 in the league. So somebody in the Tri-Valley will try to knock off Edmiston. They tried all during the regular season, couldn't get it done. It's down to Worcester today to try to knock off Edmiston. They are undefeated in the league this season. A lot of great balance for head coach Darren Belden and his crew. Jim Kenyon and his crew, again, a young team. He's going to return 4 out of his 5 starters for next year, so the future is bright for J.K. and this Wolverines team. We're going to pause to finish up the rest of the starting lineups. We'll give you those when we come back here for the Boys Tri-Valley Championship on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Tri-Valley Championship about to get underway. Let's get you the starting lineups first for Edmiston and head coach Darren Belden. They're going to start with number 14, a sophomore, Brayman Clark. a junior, number 15, Landon Wust, a sophomore, number 21, Hunter Dye, a sophomore, number 23, Gavin Zinger, and a junior, number 24, Max Bolton. We were talking that Worcester's young. Well, so is this Edmiston team, that's for sure. They're without one of their better players. He's out with an injury, so we really do feel for Gavin McEnroe, one of the only seniors on this team. He's a real good piece, and we'll be talking a lot about that here tonight. On the other side for Worcester and head coach Jim Kenyon, the man they call J.K., sophomore, number 3, Derek Land. This is their starting lineup. A sophomore, his brother, number 11, Connor Land. A sophomore, number 14, Ryan Prince. A senior, number 21, Alex Adams. And the big man, number 35, a junior, Matthew Sanders. He had a monster 28 points against Morris in the semifinal. He's going to be a key if Worcester wants to bring home a banner here tonight. So here we go, Rich. Worcester's in the road green uniforms, that dark hunter green with the white trim, says Worcester in white lettering across the front of the chest. Edmiston in the home whites with the orange and the black trim, says Panthers in black and lettering across the front of the chest. And if you can hear, it is loud in here, let me tell you.
It's a game we've all been waiting for, Nate. I've been looking forward to this game all week. It's going to be a good one.
So here we go. We're going to jump it up. Sanders will win the opening tip for Worcester, but it goes to Edmiston as Clark swooped in at the last second, was able to steal it away. So Edmiston's got it going left to right on your radio dial, again in the white with the orange and the black trim. Worcester's on defense in the green with white. Left to right here for Edmiston. Brayman Clark feeds one into the corner. A jumper here for Edmiston is off the back of the rim. A rebound for Clark, and his return jumper is up and good. And Clark got that rebound from Max Bolton, and he was able to put it home. So it's an early 2-0 lead. Worcester in the backcourt here. They throw it away. Clark's got a steal. And Edmiston taking it right inside, and we got an early block here on Worcester. And that is what Edmiston likes to do. They like to speed you up, and they're showing that here early.
A little 1-3-1 three-quarter court press for the Panthers. Clark read it perfectly and then did a really wise move and took it to the basket and split the defense of the Wolverines to earn the foul shot.
So here is Clark to the line, and his first shot is up and good, rolled in for Brayman Clark.
Clark looking really smooth on the foul line. Good size for Clark.
Only a sophomore as well. Bright future ahead for him. Second shot is short. Rebound for Bolton, and he's going to pull one back out, and they'll reset. They go to Gavin Zinger. Zinger at the top of the arc, goes to the right side, now into the corner for Clark, feeding one to the interior. Very balanced Edmiston team. Here's Clark stepping through, his jumper off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Worcester and Alex Adams. He tries a bounce pass ahead, and it's taken back here by the pesky defense of the Panthers. And to the left side they go for Zinger. Zinger's going to feed one to Brayman Clark. Little give and go. Zinger, pull-up jumper is good. And Zinger makes it a 5-0 lead for Edmiston. Don't forget, we will have all our special sponsors that are helping us with tonight's game. We'll be recognizing them throughout tonight's broadcast as Worcester feeds it to the inside. Sanders is fouled, and he's going to have an early trip to the line, it looks like, here. And some special sponsors we want to recognize include Sydney Federal Credit Union, Gavin's Pizzeria, and Gavin's Grinders in Sydney, as well as NYCM Insurance of Edmiston. And Sanders to the line, and the big fella will put it up and in. That's just what Worcester needs. You need to see one go through the hoop in the early going. Second one coming here for Sanders. And that's off the back of the rim, but a nice rebound by Ryan Prince. Rips it down, and we got a traveling violation on Prince. Goes back to Edmiston.
Prince went up and got that ball over four Edmiston defenders. But what's really going to be key for the Wolverines is breaking that 1-3-1 press of the Panthers, throwing it over top, and get it to the big man down low.
So it's Edmiston 5 and Worcester 1 in the Tri-Valley Championship. We got a traveling violation here on Edmiston, giving it right back to the Wolverines.
So again, here comes the Panthers in the 1-3-1 three-quarter court press. Let's see if they can Prince can get it down low to Sanders.
Worcester's got it in the backcourt with Prince to the right side. They get it across the timeline. They'll feed one through here to Connor Land. Back up top for Prince, and Edmiston is just all over every pass here, making it tough. And then out of bounds here on Connor Land, stepped on the sideline, and it's going to go back to the Panthers.
When I saw the Wolverines play earlier this year, I was really impressed with the Land brothers and Prince. They just got to play under a control and handle the Panthers' press.
Panthers have it on the right side, 5-1 our score. Edmiston leading the Worcester boys in the Tri-Valley Championship here. Zinger with a straightaway three for the Panthers. It's in and out, and a rebound is ripped down here by Sanders, and he's going to need to do a lot of that tonight here for Worcester. And an outlet pass to Prince. He gets through the trap at midcourt, and Prince will set it up on offense. Prince will give it to Alex Adams. And now to Sanders at the high post. Now he's going to work, and Sanders puts it up and in.
That's what the Wolverines need to do. That's their strength. Get it to Sanders, and he can have a big night.
Make it 5-3, and now a charge is taken here by Alex Adams with 5:40 to go in the first quarter, and Wooster is stealing some momentum back.
Just a player control foul there by Woos, trying to take it to the basket, and he just got to play under control. But here comes the Panther press again. Can the Wolverines break it? That's going to be a key to the game.
5:40 to go in the first. 5-3 is our score. Ball is loose on the floor. Prince trying to get to it, and we're going to have a jump ball here. Boy, this Panthers defense scrappy. They're going after every loose ball, every pass. The arrow is going to keep it here with the Wolverines. Again, 5:37 to go first quarter. 5-3, Edmiston boys on top of Worcester in the Tri-Valley Championship. Prince on his own baseline. They're going to have to go up against the full court pressure again. Prince to the right side. He's got two defenders, and he tried to loft one up there for Connor Land off his fingertips and out of bounds, and Worcester's still trying to figure that press out.
So Prince is trying to take it down the sideline. He's got no room because the Panthers just trap him immediately. He's got to work the ball more to the middle. That's what Coach Kenyon's telling him right now.
Panthers have it again going left to right. And they'll work it across here for Woost. And this will go for Clark, and another floater in the lane here for Brayman Clark is good, and he's got 5 points. And it's 7-3 here for Edmiston with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Derek Land gets it across for Prince, surveying his options. Now back to Derek. Little give and go as they set it up. Kind of a two-man game up near midcourt here for the Wolverines. Derek glancing up at the shot clock here, 15 on that shot clock. Worcester going right to left. On the baseline here for Connor Land. Had to throw it off the leg of an Edmiston defender. So possession stays here with Worcester.
The Wolverines only have 9 seconds. That's going to be tough against this Panther defense. It's all over the place. Will they get a clean shot?
On the baseline, they find Prince, who's wide open. He's fouled, and he gets the layup. He got lost somewhere in there. Little miscommunication he's able to hit.
It was definitely miscommunication by the Panthers. Prince did a little nice curl move to the backside of the basket and earned the and one.
And this is big for Worcester. Get some buckets early. Keep it close. And he's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And here is Prince at the line, and it's good. And Prince cuts it back to a one-point game, 7-6. Edmiston boys leading Worcester with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. And the Panthers have it. A pull-up jumper here from the left side is short for Landon Woost, and a rebound here for the Wolverines. And Prince trying to go coast-to-coast, missed the shot, can't get his own rebound. Zinger's got it here for Edmiston. They'll streak it back down the left side of the floor, going left to right. And now they go to Brayman Clark. And Clark now has it. We'll work it back up to Zinger. Edmiston being patient. 15 on the shot clock here for the Panthers. To Clark in the paint. Takes it through the teeth of the defense. He scores, and he's fouled. Big-time bucket there for Clark.
That is an incredibly athletic move. He split the entire Wolverines defense, absorbed the contact, and went up strong and made it. What a play by Clark. He's been impressive so far in the first quarter for the Panthers.
9-6 our score, and Brayman Clark has got 7 of those 9 for Edmiston. He's trying to add to it here. And Clark gets it to go. He's got 8. And it's 10-6. Edmiston boys leading Worcester with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Worcester's got it. They go to Connor Land, finding Alex Adams. He loves that three ball. It's an air ball this time, though. Sanders has got a rebound, stripped out of his hands. Ball loose on the floor, and finally the Panthers are able to gather it up. And across midcourt. And they'll set things up here with Max Bolton. Finds Zinger in the corner. His three is a little short, and Alex Adams with a rebound here for the Wolverines. And up to midcourt, Prince will find Adams, and they whip it down the corner to the left side here with Connor Land. Back to Prince, finding Adams. Shovel pass to the far side here for Derek Land. Derek backs it out, 15 on the shot clock. Finds Prince, pump fakes on a three. Tries to go inside here for Sanders. Instead, it ends up in the hands of Derek Land, and they're going to say a traveling violation here. 3:15 to go in the first. It's 10-6, Edmiston on top of Worcester. And again, some more of our special sponsors today, including Sydney Auto Body, Morabito Gresham Insurance, Butts Concrete, Septic, and Sewer Cleaning in Masonville, as well as Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. 3 minutes to go in the first. Edmiston's got it. They'll whip one into the corner now. Good ball movement here by the Panthers. They go back left side. Pump fake, step up, jumper here in the lane. Falls here for the Panthers, and Landon Wuss makes it 12-6. With 2:45 to go in the first quarter, Panthers on top of the Wolverines here in the Boys Tri-Valley Championship at Unadilla Valley High School. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with WCS.
What is really impressive about the Panthers' defense is they get into that trapping press immediately, very, very quickly. They don't give the Wolverines any chance to get the ball up the court.
Wolverines have it, and they'll feed one to the far side, looking for Alex Adams. Reversing to Derek Land into the corner for Prince. Prince with a pull-up two off the side of the rim. No. Rebound. Somehow finds its way to Connor Land. He hits it, and he fouled. Connor Land with a great heads-up play and a putback, and he's going to the line.
So this is going to be the problem for the Panthers. Clark kind of overplayed it there. Now he's going to have to go to the bench with two fouls. How can the Panthers play without Clark? Because he's been their guy on offense.
That's a tough break as they'll bring in Brock Redner, another extremely athletic guard. But at the line here for Worcester, and they get the shot to go with Connor Land. Keeps it a three-point game. Edmiston 12, Worcester 9 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Panthers across the midcourt timeline, again going left to right. They're in the white with the orange trim. Worcester's in the green with the white trim. Pass down low on the baseline here for the Panthers. And they'll pull it out with Landon Woost. He's in a tough spot, has to skip across the top of the defense. It's out of bounds and going back to Worcester. It was a risky pass, and it didn't pay off.
Yeah, Woos got kind of trapped down into what we call no man's land, or the short corner. Tried to do a cross-court pass, and the Wolverines were right there to steal it.
Worcester has it in the backcourt here with Derek Land. Gets it across for Ryan Prince, and they're handling that pressure pretty well. They find Alex Adams in the deep corner on the left side. Adams with a dribble drive. His shot won't go. Sanders chasing a rebound, but Edmiston has got it. And ahead now with Gavin Zinger. Zinger puts on the brakes, lost control of the ball, somehow holds on to it. Feeds it inside for Woost. On the baseline. Now back to Bolton. His jumper is short, and Sanders has got a rebound. And Sanders in transition finds Ryan Prince. It's 12-9. Edmiston boys on top of Worcester with a 1:20 to go here in the first quarter of the Tri-Valley Championship. And they'll feed one to Derek Land on the left wing as Worcester goes right to left. Continuing to work the ball around. They go to Connor Land, 15 on the shot clock. Now to Ryan Prince, inside for Sanders. They took it away. That pass worked so well in the semifinals, but Edmiston has really done a good job on defense. Here's Zinger in transition, forced it, and there was nowhere to go, and he missed the shot. And Worcester's got it back with under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Right side for Prince with a bounce pass. They try to go inside for Sanders again, and Bolton was right there, and Edmiston knows Worcester's trying to go there. Edmiston in transition. Into the corner. Hunter Dye dials up a three and hits from downtown for Hunter Dye. It makes it 15-9.
And more importantly, that lets the Panthers set up this press again.
30 seconds to go, first quarter. Edmiston 15, Worcester 9. And here's Derek Land to the interior. Dumps one off for Sanders, and his layup won't go. Had a hand in his face, and Edmiston's got it back with Brock Redner. Redner. Little shovel pass into the corner, finds Dye. The floater is good for Hunter Dye.
Great play by Dye. He could have settled for the three, but he gives a good ball fake and takes it to the basket. Panthers are in business.
Makes it 17-9. A home run ball is tapped away there by Redner. He couldn't save it, and it's out of bounds. It's going to stay with Worcester with about 5.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 17-9, Edmiston on top, thanks to 5 quick points there on back-to-back possessions by Hunter Dye. A three and then a quick two. Connor Land works it into Alex Adams. Back up top, finding Derek Land inside, and a lot of contact, no call. That's going to do it. First quarter in the books. Edmiston boys lead Worcester 17-9. And second quarter coming up on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Edmiston leading 17-9 here over Worcester. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. And a steal by Worcester to start the second quarter. A bounce pass down the floor. They find Derek Land. Back across for Alex Adams. Now to Connor Land on the left wing side as Worcester goes right to left. We got a double dribble.
Edmiston does a really good job of speeding up the Wolverines tonight. You know, they put that press on, but then what they do is they trap. Once the ball gets over a half court, they do a really, really good job of speeding up the momentum and forcing the Wolverines to make bad shots and take bad passes.
Edmiston's got it. Here's Brock Redner in the paint. He's stripped, but it goes to Woost. His follow-up won't go. Bolton's got a rebound. That's blocked, but Edmiston keeps it alive. Redner finding Dye, who's got the hot hand here for Edmiston. Inside for Woost, and now they'll pull it out. 10 on the shot clock. And Edmiston's still looking for that good shot. Left side, I don't know if they know it's winding down here. Zinger tries to pass to Dye, and they don't know. And the shot clock expires. It's so loud in here, I don't think they could hear each other, Rich.
And at one point, there was people yelling at them in the stands, and one of the Edmiston players turned around, but it was in the Worcester section. So I think they probably told them it was 10 seconds left.
Yeah, they just couldn't hear them. That's how good the atmosphere here is at UV. This place is packed. Early second quarter, it's 17-9, and the Wolverines try to go to the inside for Sanders. They finally get one into him, and he's blocked there by Zinger. They finally got the pass through, and Zinger said no. Edmiston's got it. They find Woost in the paint, and it's good off the glass for Landon Woost. And that makes it 19-9, and Edmiston is in control. The pressure defense is hard to handle here. Back up top to Prince into the far side, shoveling one into the corner. Now they go to Connor Land. Back to Ryan Prince. Good ball movement here by the Wolverines. They have it straight away as they go right to left. Back to the right wing. Wolverines try to get a shot or a pass back up top. It's a steal by Edmiston, and the layup is good for Landon Woost. And J.K. wants a timeout for Worcester. It's 21-9. Edmiston on top in the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
After the timeout, 21-9, Edmiston boys on top of Worcester with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And now a steal by Edmiston, but they stepped out of bounds. Worcester just really having a hard time here with this full court pressure.
In the last game, we talked about Andrade's being all over the place. For the Panthers, it's Woost today. He's all over the place. He creates a lot of havoc on the defensive end, and then he gets some easy baskets. He's playing a heck of a game for the Panthers.
Prince to the right side. Worcester beats the pressure this time. They get it into their own offensive end, and it's tipped away, and Edmiston's got it. And here's the other thing. They can bring guys off the bench. They got a couple of new bodies in there right now. Here's Woost, though, and that's blocked. Ball on the floor. Scooped up by the Wolverines down the right side of the floor. They try to take it inside, and a block by Brock Redner. He got a hold of that one as Connor Land was trying to take it to the 10. Back the other way here for Caleb Zinger. He's inside for Edmiston, and it's blocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to Worcester as Zinger lost control of it.
Boy, there's a lot of contact there, but the referees call it for the Wolverines. It allows the Panthers to set up their press again.
It's pretty intimidating. You got to get to half court, and you're met by most of the Edmiston team there in some form of a trap.
And then don't forget the rest of the town as well yelling at you.
Worcester's got it on the right side as they go right to left. And now a steal by Woost. Just got a hand on it. He's trying to go coast to coast, and he's blocked there by Ryan Prince. A lot of contact. Body's flying, but it's a play on. Prince down the left side. We'll give one to Alex Adams. They have not given him any daylight as he loves to shoot the three. Adams on the inside, and he's got the runner to go.
The Wolverines are earning every basket they can get tonight. The Panthers make them work for everything, and finally they're going to slow it down a little bit.
21-11. Panthers going to work the ball around on this possession. They go to Dye in the right corner. Now back to Zinger. They'll feed one through. Brock Redner passing one underneath, and the shot by Woost is taken away. And Wooster's got a rebound. Woost was in a tough angle there and kind of got stripped. Edmiston hustling back on defense. Worcester's got it, though, on the baseline. Underneath their basket, they're going to feed one over to Ryan Prince in his own offensive end. Prince will whip one down into the corner. Now to Alex Adams. Couldn't pull the trigger in time on the three. 15 on the shot clock. Prince will pull it out, being patient. Prince at the foul line. The jumper is good for Ryan Prince.
Woos just looks gassed for the Panthers right now, and Prince took it right to him. He's realized that Woos is just running out of energy and allows Prince to get the easy basket there.
A couple of subs coming in here at the next whistle for Edmiston, but can they hang on? 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Dye again. Right corner three, no. Zinger with a rebound. And Caleb Zinger is going to pull it back out. Redner for three, and that's off the mark to the right side. Dye chases down a rebound. Dye on the baseline. Both teams scrambling for this ball. Edmiston might have gotten away with a travel. Now a block by Sanders. And here comes the Wolverines. In transition, Connor Land to the interior. We got a block. Land makes the basket, and the crowd's going crazy here with 3:25 to go in the second.
Well, the Wolverine fans wanted
the bucket,
the travel there, and then they were really, really happy when they came down and got the and one basket, count the basket, and a little bit of a run here for the Wolverines.
6-0 run, yeah. 6-0 run by the Wolverines. 3:25 to go in the second. It's 21-15. And Land trying to chip into it a little more. And Land gets the shooter's touch. Connor Land's got six. And it's 21-16, Rich. Here we go.
We got a five-point game. It's going to be really interesting to see how Edmiston handles Woost just being exhausted out there, but he's still in the game.
Hunter Dye with a corner three. It's off the side of the rim. Rebound for Worcester. Here they come. Connor Land coast to coast. Hits it and he's fouled. Connor Land with another coast-to-coast take. He's fouled, and he's going back to the line. He's got 8 points.
Land, two great plays in a row, just taking it right to the Panthers. Panthers tried to, you know, the first time to take a charge. Didn't happen. This time they let him go up and try to get the block, and another and one here.
It's the most aggressive I've seen Connor Land be all season. Did a really good job. Couldn't make the foul shot, though. And we got a rebound for Edmiston and a foul on Worcester on that play.
We were blocked by the official, but it must have been something going on the behalf of Edmiston because about half of the town, about South Street of Edmiston, stood up that time.
3:05 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-18. Edmiston boys leading Worcester here in the Tri-Valley Championship. Panthers have got it. They float it across to the right side for Brock Redner. Now to Zinger. And an outside shot for Zinger won't fall. That was Caleb with that shot, or Gavin, excuse me. And a rebound for Worcester. Ahead now for Land. And his floater on the baseline for Connor Land wouldn't go. Ball loose on the floor. Bolton's got a piece of it for Edmiston. And here they come. Down the left side here for the Panthers. They're looking to set it up. Redner to the left side. Now for Bolton. Tries a pass into the teeth of the defense. And it's intercepted and taken away.
Edmiston just hasn't had a good possession in about 2 minutes, and it's allowing Wolverines to get right back into the game. The Wolverines are handling the pressure much, much better.
2:15 to go before the halftime break, and now we got a jump ball is the call. Rich, you also got to wonder, I know both these teams had a scrimmage last week, but the semifinal was probably 8 or 9 days ago. It's been a long layoff.
It's an interesting setup that the leagues do, right? I'm sure they do the semifinals a week earlier just because of weather and stuff like that. But a lot of teams, you know, at this stage of the game, they do get scrimmage and stuff. So I'm not sure if the layoff is that big of a factor.
Ryan Prince, the top of the arc. And Edmiston's going to feed one to Derek Land in the corner. Now they'll work one back to Lucas Evans. Into the corner now for Ryan Prince, and he gets tied up, ball is loose, but Land will chase it back, and they're going to have a shot clock violation. They just ran out of time there with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter.
And credit the Panthers' defense there. They're trapping all over the place and force, you know, the Wolverines to not really get a shot. They maybe a last-minute heave there.
And so Gavin Zinger will come across midcourt, a little give and go with Redner, and Zinger shot off the back of the rim, and Edmiston's gone cold shooting the basketball. Out of bounds, it is going to stay here with the Panthers.
They just seem a little rushed to me right now. Maybe spread it out, take a little bit more time, and make sure you get the shot you want.
Buck 43 to go before our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll be recognizing some more of our special sponsors as well throughout this broadcast. Couldn't do it without their support. We're doing 6 games in 3 days. This is game 4 of the 6. Inside for Bolton, the pull-up jumper, he left it short. Bolton working hard, a second chance, that's off the side of the rim. And Woost is going to come out of there, but he stepped out of bounds, and it's going back to the Wolverines.
Great effort by Woost, but just ran out of real estate there. And here comes Edmiston with this, you know, this full-court press again. Woost working hard on the top of it.
Boy, I mean, they're doing everything from denying the ball to trapping. And Wooster finally goes over the top, and they'll score again here with Connor Land.
And that's how you break it. Prince with a beautiful cross-court pass.
It was 21-11, and now it's 21-20, and Wooster could take the lead. A steal here by Land. He gets it to go. And Land has got 12, and Wooster has the lead, 22-21. They're back from the dead. It really looked like Edmiston might pull away. Now here's Bolton in the corner. He fires up a three, and that won't go. Rebound for the Wolverines. And Sanders only has 3 points, and you got to be real happy if you're Wooster here. A heck of a first half for Connor Land.
Land and Prince have figured out how to handle the pressure, and Edmiston looks gassed, and Wooster looks fresh.
They go to Prince in the left corner in front of the Edmiston bench. 35 seconds to go on the game clock, 15 on the shot clock. They go to Derek Land. They go back to Prince. Wooster skipping across the top of the defense. They find Connor Land. He can't get it to go. The putback for Sanders won't go. A second chance here for Derek Land, and he's got it. First basket for Derek Land, and he makes it 24-21. Timeout for Edmiston with 18 seconds to go before the half. Boy, the lid is going to blow off of this place. Worcester fans are going crazy, and we'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
15 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Chance of defense from the Worcester faithful. Edmiston into the corner. They'll work it to the high post for Redner. Back over to Zinger. Coming up on 5 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Zinger back to Dye. He's going to let it fly. It's good. Hunter Dye at the buzzer, and we're tied at 24. Dye's got 8 points in the first half, and that was deep.
Wow, what a way to end the first half. We're going to start the second half all tied up, a brand new ball game.
24-24 as we head to the break. Rich, Worcester was down 21-11. And it really felt like Edmiston was going to pull away. The Wolverines, fantastic job.
In my view of it, it looked like Edmiston got a little tired, and the Wolverines figured out how to break that press. Woost got a little bit tired and just couldn't do as much as he was doing to start the game. And then you had the Land brothers and Prince that finally figured it out, and it's going to be a heck of a second half because now we're going to have Coach Kenyon and Coach Belden figuring out what adjustments are they going to make. Is Edmiston going to stay in this press? because the Wolverines have finally figured out how to break it.
We're going to have our Mirabado Energy Products Halftime Report coming up in just a few minutes. But again, a huge thank you to all our special sponsors for helping us last night, tonight, and tomorrow for the MAC Championship. They include Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation in Hobart, DTC Delhi Telephone Company, Sydney Auto Body, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, JM Electrical Contracting in Bainbridge, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Gavin's Pizzeria and Gavin's Grinders in Sydney, and the Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. All right, 24-24 at the half. We'll be back in just a few minutes here in the Tri-Valley Championship game on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabado. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabado team today by visiting mirabado.com/careers. Mirabado
is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. It's time for the Mirabado Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabado has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Mirabado at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. Well, Greg Boskowski's back with me here at the break. We're tied 24-24 between the Edmiston and the Worcester boys. We were joking. We had to give Rich the break during halftime. He's the mayor of Edmiston over here, shaking hands and kissing babies. Oh, my goodness.
Anybody that walks by in an orange, anything orange, they seem to wave or know who Rich is. So
he always claims, I'm not that connected in Edmiston anymore. And he's talked about 15 people here in the last 2 minutes. So anyways, what a first half, Coach. 24-24. I personally kind of felt like Worcester was really teetering on the edge of letting this game go and Edmiston could walk away with it, but what a run there by the Wolverines to get back into it. What was the difference? How did they figure out a way to kind of deal with that pressure and get the job done?
Well, I agree. I thought Worcester was on the ropes there a little bit, but they were able to get a couple baskets. They were able to gain a little confidence. And then the other big factor, I think, is that Edmiston really didn't score in the second quarter all that much. So that didn't allow Edmiston to set up their full court press, which helped Worcester to kind of relax and get settled.
Yeah, what, only 7 points in that second quarter for Edmiston after they were up 17-9 at the end of the first.
And in all reality, three of those were at the buzzer, so really 4 points in the quarter, that's it.
And that might be the most aggressive I've seen Connor Land play. I mean, sometimes the Land brothers are content to be facilitators. They like to distribute. They like to be the guy that maybe sends it to Sanders on the inside. If you had told J.K., hey, you'll still be tied at halftime, and Sanders only has 3 points, I don't know if he'd believe you, but they did a really nice job to fight their way back into this game. How can they get Sanders more involved? Edmiston really just seems to be collapsed around him.
Well, with Edmiston playing that, like, three-quarter court, 1-3-1 zone, Worcester needs to make short, crisp passes to the open area, and then once they kind of matriculate the ball up the court, over half court, then allow Edmiston to kind of settle in their defense, and then they still need to make short, crisp passes, but they got to reverse the ball and then look inside to Sanders. But Edmiston's doing a good job of pushing Worcester's offense out so far that they can't get the ball inside to their big guy.
Scoring in the first half, first for Edmiston, 8 apiece for Brayman Clark and Hunter Dye, 6 for Landon Woost, 2 for Gavin Zinger. On the other side for Worcester, a big 12 points from Connor Land, 5 from Ryan Prince, 3 from Matthew Sanders, and 2 for Alex Adams. Again, Land really got hot there, a couple of and ones, and you could really feel it. They got that crowd momentum behind them, and it's one of the loudest gyms I've been in this year, that's for sure.
They did, and I think one of the big factors with Edmiston was Brayman Clark. I mean, he had 8 points, and then he left the game with 2 fouls, and I thought they were a little different offensively without him out there on the court. So it'll be crucial for him not to pick up his third or fourth here in the third quarter.
Coach, last question. Everyone's been asking me since last night, you and I were in Delhi, how was the drive home? That was a long one all the way back over the hill.
Yes, it was treacherous, and there were several routes. I got some advice from different people, but I made it home safely. That's all that matters.
That's good. Yeah, I took my time. and just said, I'll get there when I get there. But we got home safe, and yeah, that was. There's just no good way to get home from Delhi when you're going to our neck of the woods. So
you have to go up and over a mountain at some point. So.
Yeah. Well, I was glad we all got home safe. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who always checks in on me. A lot of people really seem to be concerned about if I get home or not. And also, thank you. I always like to say this once or twice a year because a lot of our local plow guys will listen while they're out salting, while they're out plowing. Thanks for all you do. I couldn't get to games or get home without all your hard work, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, and sometimes when there's bad weather, that's the best place to be, is right behind
I'll
one of those
it.
Plow trucks. It doesn't matter that you're going like 15 miles an hour because you know that they're clearing the way for you and making it safe. So thank you for all your work out there, guys.
Well said, well said. All right, third quarter coming up. That's it for me and Greg, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter. Boys Tri-Valley Championship on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 27-24, our score as Edmiston gets the opening possession in Brayman Clark. It's a straightaway three, I should say, to make it 27-24. So here we go. Worcester now in the green with the white. Trim going left to right to start this third quarter. We're live at Unadilla Valley High School. Glad to have you along for the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Shot by Alex Adams. He was forced to fire that one up. The shot clock was winding down, and Edmiston's back down the floor here with Hunter Dye. Dye will leave it off for Brayman Clark, and a traveling violation here on Clark. He's going to turn it back over to Worcester, and Coach Belden hot about that one.
Yeah, that's an interesting call. I mean, it just looked like a travel, so it might have been. I was a little shielded there.
Hard to tell on our angle. We had to see through a couple of different bodies as well, so... Here we go. Worcester back down the floor. Prince into the paint. Leaves one off for Sanders, and Sanders gets tied up. We got a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it here with the Wolverines. 6.5 to go in the third. Edmiston boys leading by a triple, 27-24. On the baseline, Worcester will have it. And they're going to go with Connor Land. Tosses one up to his brother, Derek. And they'll go to the left wing side, looking for Ryan Prince. Now back to Connor Land. He had to throw it off of the leg of Hunter Dye. And again, the defense just swarming here for the Panthers.
The Panthers' defense has been the impressive thing of the entire evening. You know, Clark has played well when he's on the court, but the defense for the Panthers is really the difference right now.
6:20 to go in the third in a 27-24 ball game. Worcester's got it at the top of the key. And to the right side, they go to Alex Adams. Shot clock's down below five again. Adams in the paint. He's going to have to stop at the foul line. Shot off the back of the rim. And a rebound here for Edmiston with Hunter Dye. Dye will work one to Bolton. Feeds one into the corner now for Zinger as Edmiston's in the white with the orange trim going right to left. They find Dye again. Lets it fly, and he hits. Boy, Hunter Dye, his third three. He's got 11 points.
That's a big basket for the Panthers, cutting it back to six.
30-24. Edmiston back on top. Worcester's got it, and they need a bucket here, it feels like, just for the momentum. They go to Connor Land. Now back to Derek on the right side. Skips across the top of the defense, finds Alex Adams. Inside for Sanders, and a foul underneath on Edmiston. And in a way, they're kind of playing some hack-a-shack down there.
They really are, and Clark's upset with himself, but really, he's outmanned down there. He's outsized by Sanders. Those fouls are going to happen. He can't be upset with himself. If anything, the Panthers got to take him off of Sanders to keep him on the court. I don't blame Clark on that. There's nothing he could do.
That's three on Clark. He's really frustrated with himself as he heads off the floor. And Worcester will toss it in, trailing by six with 5.5 to go in the third. They rip one there into the corner here for Prince. Now back out to Adams. Give and go. Back to Prince. Little baseline drive. He gets stripped. Holds on to it. Back to Adams. Shot clock still only at 20. Derek Land to Connor now. Good patience here by WCS. Prince wanted a shot in the corner. Lost control of it. Adams is there to help him out. They go back to Prince in the corner. Now inside for Sanders, and he's fouled, and his shot wouldn't go. They're just having a tough time getting that ball to Sanders consistently.
And Prince is doing a good job from the Wolverines. He's just playing under control, letting the game come to him, and he's working the shot clock down. And of course, the Land brothers are playing incredible tonight. Sanders is really the one they're trying to get the ball to, and he hasn't really done that much.
Sanders had a huge semifinal in the victory over Morris to knock off the three-time defending champs of the Tri-Valley, and Sanders can't get the first shot to go.
He looked a little rushed. He looks a little frustrated. Just take your time up there and get comfortable.
Second one coming for the big fella. And Sanders in and out. And a rebound here for the Panthers. With 5 minutes to go in the third. Bolton down the left side as Edmondson goes right to left. The pull up here for Woost off the rim. Off the glass off the rim. And it's no good. Rebound for Worcester. Here come the Wolverines. Prince across midcourt. Streaks down the right side. Finds Derek Land. He's going to pull it back out. Prince will shovel it far side. Alex Adams for three, and he got it. Big time three for Alex Adams.
And Prince finds Adams. Prince makes the extra pass there. He's having a good half for the Wolverines.
4.5 to go in the third. It's back to a three-point game. Edmiston 30 and Worcester 27. In front of a packed house here at Unadilla Valley High School. Bolton with a jumper. Tough angle, and it wasn't even close. And a rebound here for Prince. In transition, Prince tries to take it to the rim. Got a lot of contact. They kick it back out off the miss to Adams. His shot is off the back of the rim. And Zinger's got a rebound here. Gavin Zinger ahead now for Brock Redner. Stops and will give it back to Zinger. Baseline drive for him and the finger roll. No, it won't go down. And Sanders the big rebound. And ahead now for Prince. And boy, this pace is tough. Sanders looks a little winded trying to get up and down the floor here. 3:50 to go in the third.
The Panthers look winded as well. It's going to be an interesting end of the game.
Out of bounds here on Worcester.
Can this pace keep up for both teams? Who's going to be the more conditioned team? And here comes a timeout by the Panthers.
Timeout for Edmiston. 3:48 to go in the third. Edmiston 30, Worcester 27 in the boys' Tri-Valley Championship here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back to Unadilla Valley High School, the boys' Tri-Valley Championship game with Edmiston leading Worcester 30-27 with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Edmiston with the ball. They go to Woost at the high post, kicking it back out. Hunter Dye, a three, Dye on the front of the rim, and Adams with a big-time rebound here for the Wolverines. And in transition, they go to Land. Connor finds Derek. Now back to Prince. Thought about pulling the trigger. Instead finds Adams. Left side three. And it's just a little bit too much. Too much mustard on that one. And a rebound here for the Panthers. Ahead now to Woost. His shot from the foul line. And he sinks it in transition. And Landon Woost has got 8 points. So it's 32-27. Edmiston on top of the Worcester boys. Coming up on 3 minutes to go here. Third quarter. Now back to Land. Circles one out for Alex Adams. Finds Prince into the paint. The floater here for Prince, and he's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but he'll head to the line.
What you're seeing out here right now is Edmiston looks a little winded, and now Worcester is realizing it. So the Wolverines are now pressing them a little bit and forcing Edmiston to take bad shots. Worcester, you know, got the lead to about five, but they seem really more under control and being more patient right now.
Prince to the line. First shot is short. And it gives us a chance to recognize some special sponsors, including Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. Prince goes 0 for 2 at the line. They needed those. Bolton's got a rebound for the Panthers, and here comes Edmiston. They lead 32-27. 2:50 to go in the third. And here's Woost with another jumper, rattled in and out. And Prince has got a rebound for Worcester down the right side. Wolverines taking it into the paint. Prince can't get the shot to go. They track it down. Alex Adams, he's going to try a floater, and no, he traveled. Shuffled his feet, and it's going to go back here to the Edmonton Panthers. 2:37 to go here in this third quarter. Panthers will walk it down the floor here late in the third quarter. Getting to be crunch time here in the Tri-Valley Championship to decide our 2025 champion. Redner with a pass to the high post. They'll work it back out for Bolton. Zinger into the corner. A three for him was flat and wouldn't go. And a rebound on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it there. It's a scrum. We got a traveling violation. Darren wanted a timeout there, Coach Bell did, but it's going to go back to Worcester on an Edmonton traveling violation. Darren's heated about that one.
He wanted a timeout instead of the travel call, and the referees did not award him that.
Worcester's got it in the backcourt, and a bounce pass here to Connor Land in the corner. Back to his brother Derek on the far side. Little two-man game with them at the top of the arc with 2 minutes to go in the third. On the baseline, they'll whip it around into the left corner. Alex Adams, big-time three, died on the front of the rim. Prince, a rebound, and they're going to say there's a foul on the floor before Prince could go back up with it with 1:52 to go here in the third in a 32-27 ball game.
The biggest difference in the beginning of the game was the Panthers' defense, and it's really not playing that big of a factor right now. The press is not affecting the Wolverines as much as it was in the beginning of the game.
And the inbounds pass, and they find Sanders, and the big man gets some real estate and puts it in. Sanders has got five, and it's 32-29 with 1:40 to go here in the third. The Panthers and the Wolverines doing battle here for the boys' Tri-Valley Championship tonight. The girls' game went to overtime. It was a classic. This one's shaping up the same way, and here's Bolton with a baseline drive. And Max Bolton with the reverse layup, and he scores.
Great play by Bolton when the Panthers needed a bucket the most right there.
34-29. Edmonton ahead of the Wolverines here. Worcester in the green with white trim going left to right. They shovel one inside. They find Sanders, and he's heating up, and the big fella's got it. And a nice dish there by Adams. Makes it 34-31.
So Sanders scores two quick baskets, and here comes Clark because Clark's been the one guarding him all game. So Sanders heats up, and here comes Clark.
And so Clark going to come back in. He's got those three fouls. Coach Belden trusting him late in the third with 1:07 to go. And that we'll see how that decision pays off. Down the right side of the floor here for the Panthers. They go into the right corner. And almost a steal by Worcester, but Zinger just held on. Hunter Dye on the right side. We're under a minute left in the third in a three-point ball game. Boys Tri-Valley Championship here from UV tonight. Zinger, right side three. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't fall. Hunter Dye has got the rebound, and his jumper is good. Boy, every time he puts it up, it seems to go in.
Dye is having a great game, getting some key baskets. He's the one that hit the shot at the end of the half.
Dye with 13, and Edmonton's back up on top, 36-31. Ryan Prince thought about a three, instead shovels into the corner for Connor Land. With 30 seconds to go here in the third, do they throw it away? No, Land was able to save it. Great save there by Derek Land with some good hustle. 15 on the shot clock. Alex Adams, he fires up the three and hits. And he's feeling it, and Adams has got 8 points. It's 36-34. Here's Clark across midcourt. We got a foul on Worcester back up near midcourt. Wow, this place is loud, Rich.
Yeah, that was really loud. I'm laughing because Adams took a fall there at the end trying to draw a charge on Clark about 3 seconds after the whistle. They want Clark to get his fourth foul.
Edmonton up by two. End of the third quarter. And Clark with a jumper there with 3 seconds left. Can Worcester get a shot off? No, and that's going to do it. Three quarters in the books. We got 8 minutes left to decide the boys' Tri-Valley Championship. Edmonton leads 36-34 over Worcester. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fourth quarter, here we go. Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Edmiston with the ball. A short shot here by Woost is out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Worcester. And it's a two-point ball game. And the Tri-Valley champ will be coming up after this fourth quarter. It's going to be exciting.
So who's going to come out here? Is it going to be the Wolverines? Is it going to be the Panthers? Looking forward to the last quarter.
Adams has got it on the left side. They go inside for Sanders. Pump fakes, puts it up. Oh, it rolls off the front of the rim. And Sanders is going to go to the line to shoot two. 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter in a two-point ball game. Edmiston clinging to a two-point lead.
Sanders did not look very confident the last time he was on the foul line. Let's see what he does here.
Sanders with 7 points, and he hits the first. Sanders, their inside threat, averaging right around 20 points a game this season. Well, he's been a little quiet, but he has started to heat up here late in the third and early into the fourth. Sanders' second shot is good. He's got 9.
Good touch by the big man there right when the Wolverines needed it.
We're tied at 36. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Edmiston's got the ball going right to left. In the white with the orange trim. Worcester's in the green with white trim. And it's going to go back here to Brayman Clark. Clark now to Hunter Dye, and another huge three for Hunter Dye. Ice in the veins. He's got 16, and it's a 39-36 ball game.
Dye has been the guy that the Panthers have looked to for the big shots when they need it.
We're a minute into the fourth quarter. A three-point lead for Edmiston. Hunter Dye, boy, just coming to life here, especially the second half of the season. Here's Alex Adams, and his three got to the front of the rim and lost all momentum. He misses it. It's 39-36. Just kind of died right there. Clark to the left side playing with those three fouls. They go to Zinger. Zinger's going to dribble it back up to the top of the arc and leave it back off for Bolton. Bolton's going to try to take it to the rim. Stops, and he's stripped of the basketball, and Worcester's got it. Ryan Prince in transition. Little three on two if they can hurry. They shovel one over for Alex Adams, and then he's fouled, and it's going to be on Clark. Clark is pleading his case. Oh, he's frustrated, but that's his fourth foul. And again, Clark just kind of losing his temper here a little bit, but at himself. And Worcester's going to take a timeout with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Clark picks up his fourth foul. It's 39-36. Edmiston boys on top by three. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. 39-36 here from Unadilla Valley High School, the Boys Tri-Valley League Basketball Championship. And Edmiston is up by three, as I said, 39-36. out of the timeout. Worcester's got the ball underneath their own basket. They get it in. They find Adams for three in the corner. It's short, out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Worcester. They got the look, but Adams just left it well short. 6:20 to go in the fourth. I think there's so much time left in this game, and it almost feels like there's only like a minute left, but it's still 6 minutes. Inside for Sanders, the bulldozer, the turnaround, the fadeaway, it won't go. Derek Land's got a rebound, but they say it's a travel. And Edmondson's going to get it back with 6:13 to go here in the fourth.
You're absolutely right. There's 6 minutes left in the game. Both teams are playing like there's one possession left in the game. Just calm down and get good looks on both teams, Wolverines and Panthers.
And Rich Clark is still in with four fouls. So he's going to have to be very, very careful down the stretch here. Clark to the left side. They go to Hunter Dye. Back to Zinger on the right side. Zinger steps through, left it short. Ball hit the underside of the rim, and Worcester's got the ball back down the floor. Down by three. Little up and under, and we got a travel on Derek Land.
So the Wolverines don't like that, but that's the correct call. He didn't come down on the jump stop. He didn't come down on 2 feet. He shuffled his feet. That's the right call. It's a good call with a good... This is a good officiating crew. If you're here in the stands tonight, they are a veteran crew. That's a good call.
Yeah, I was going to say pregame. This is probably one of the best crews you can get. As here's Brayman Clark in transition. They find Hunter Dye, another three, and this one is an air ball. But the putback is up and good there for Landon Woost, and he's got 10 points. He's into double figures.
Woost is playing a good game. Looks like he might have twisted his ankle, but he's gotten it through right now.
Edmiston back up 41-36. And Worcester's trying to go inside to Sanders. Boy, they got two guys just all over him down there trying to mask any chance of a ball getting in. Worcester calls timeout. 5:20 to go in the fourth. It's Edmiston 41, Worcester 36 in the Boys Tri-Valley Basketball Championship on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:20 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Edmiston boys lead Worcester 41-36 in the TVL title game. Some more of our special sponsors, including Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company in New Berlin, JM Electrical Contracting in Bainbridge, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Houston and Benson Insurance in Delhi, Sydney Federal Credit Union, and Butts Concrete, Septic, and Sewer Cleaning in Masonville. All our sponsors helping us out for 6 games in 3 days, so we appreciate their support of local high school sports. Worcester's got the ball in the corner, out of the timeout, going left to right. They have it right wing side in front of their own bench with coming up on 5 minutes to go. They whistle it to the far side. They find Sanders, and he's stripped again. And Hunter Dye's got it. Ahead for Brayman Clark. Clark wants to take it into the teeth of the defense, finds Woost, and now they'll pump the brakes and slow it down. 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter, live from Unadilla Valley High School. Zinger to the high post for Clark. Good ball movement here by the Panthers with 15 on the shot clock. Bolton will pull it back out. High post, pump fake. Woost, they'll work it around again, top of the arc. Clark, straight away three, got it for Brayman Clark. And he's got 14. Makes it 44-36, and that's one of the bigger leads that Edmiston has had here since early in that first quarter. Can the Wolverines shovel their way out of a tough spot again here? Trailing in the fourth quarter of the Tri-Valley Championship game. And this one is knocked away. It's going back to Edmiston. Adams tried to skip the defense, and it got tipped and goes away. And so Edmiston's going to get it back. They go to Woost near midcourt. He wisely holds on to it here. Wants to slow down the pace a little bit. We're halfway through the fourth quarter now. 4 minutes left. Woost finds Hunter Dye, pulls it back out, goes to Brayman Clark playing with those four fouls. Clark inside, and a foul going to be here on Worcester. With Edmiston on top, 44-36. And Lucas Evans is going to check back in. Worcester really not going to the bench much at all here tonight, besides a few minutes here from evens here and there.
Neither team really going to the bench much, just when they have to, when people get in foul trouble.
And Edmiston's going to throw it into the backcourt here for Clark. And he made an acrobatic save, but he didn't need to.
Yeah, he didn't have to do that.
And Edmiston, boy, just frantic on this possession, and they kind of throw it away. And Woos definitely looks like his ankle is killing him, and Prince makes them pay by taking it coast-to-coast. Prince has got 7 points, and it's 44-38. Worcester still got some life here, but the clock is starting to become a factor. With 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. 44-38 ball game. Panthers have it on the left side of the floor. They'll give it to Woost. Now to Zinger. Edmiston really feels like for the first time tonight they're trying to take the air out of it here. Coming up on 5 on the shot clock. Clark with another straightaway three, and he hits another one from way downtown.
Wow, what a big shot there by Clark. And I don't know why the Wolverines are rolling the ball up. The clock is still going. We got some kind of mental gaffes going on by both teams.
Here's Prince wants to take it inside, and that's blocked. Oh. Out of bounds, and it's going back to Edmiston.
Wow, what a big play by Bolton. He blocked Prince, and it went off Prince on the way out of bounds. That's a big play by the Panthers. Two big threes by Clark, and the Panthers have the momentum.
2:45 to go in the fourth. Back-to-back threes by Braymond Clark. He's got 17. He's playing with those four fouls. This is huge. And Edmiston's on top, 47-38. With 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Panthers have it straight away. They're content to work it around with Bolton. Now back to Clark. He's directing traffic. The sophomore coming up big here in the fourth quarter with 2:25 to go. They go to Bolton. Now to Clark. Can he hit another? This one's too strong. Rebound. Hunter Dye. His little tip back drill won't go. Body's flying underneath. And Worcester's got it. Back down the floor. They got numbers. Prince is going to take it inside. Scores. And he's fouled. Woost is laying on the floor on the other end of the court. Appears to be okay. He's really limping to get back into the play. Prince with a bucket and a foul. Boy, that's just a melee out there.
Yeah, Woost is playing an extreme exhaustion right now because he's just given it his all game. He twisted his ankle a little bit about 3 or 4 minutes ago. But, I mean, he looks like he's going to collapse.
Yeah, Woost had to play on the inside. He's banging with Sanders down low. He's taking some real hard shots.
I mean, he's a tough kid. I first time I ever watched him play, but he is tough. Just a gutted through right now.
They got some sweat down on the floor that they want to wipe up where Woost was on the floor. So it's a 7-point game right now. It could be cut to 6 with Prince at the line here with 2:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Worcester's still in this ball game, but those threes by Braymon Clark looming large right now.
And they were deep threes, and he played, you know, just let the game come to himself, kind of let the shot clock run down, didn't force anything, and took good open shots.
2:08 to go here in the fourth. Just another chance to recognize our special sponsors, including NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation in Hobart, as well as Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Prince at the line. A big foul shot here is no good. And the rebound is scooped up here by Bolton. Traveling here on Edmiston, going back to the Wolverines.
A lot of times when Edmiston makes mistakes, it's because they almost over-hustle the play. Like right there, he just needed to control the ball and come to a stop.
Timeout for Worcester. They trail by 7 with 2:06 to go fourth quarter. We'll be right back here in the Tri-Valley Championship on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:06 to go in the fourth. Out of the timeout, they find Prince on the inbounds play. He missed the little chippy in the paint. They work it back out, and Alex Adams for three. That'll work out better for Adams. He's got 11 points. They tip the rebound back out to him. It's 47-43. We got a ball game with 1:50 to go. Clark playing with those four fouls. Little bounce pass, dishes it over there for Zinger. High post, Redner down low, and Raymond Clark scores. Wow, he's got 19, and J.K. can't believe it here, the Worcester head coach. Six-point ball game with 90 seconds left. Prince on the baseline here for Worcester. Shot won't go. Second chance opportunity for Prince. He's got the rebound. Finds Alex Adams. Adams in front of the bench. Fires up a three, and boy, he really took some contact there. No call. With 1:15 left, Edmiston's got it in the backcourt, and a timeout's going to be taken by Edmiston with 1:13 to go. Edmiston in control, up 49-43.
Wow, it's just a fast-paced game. Wolverines kind of settled for a three there that they didn't really need. Now it's under control for Edmiston. They're probably going to take a little time off the clock here. Now will J.K. and the Wolverines foul, or are they going to play for a stop? This is a lot of time, Nate. You know, I would imagine Coach Belton's going to tell them to take as much time as they can. The Wolverines might have to extend it. Maybe they're going to look to foul someone that gets the ball that might not be a great foul shooter.
And they need to make a shot down here. They've had some good looks, but they can't seem to get over this little kind of five-point barrier. And, I mean, they've chipped it down a couple of times to two, but every time, Brandon Clark or Hunter Dye, somebody's had the answer for Edmiston, and that's what makes them so tough.
The Panthers are a different team when Clark's on the floor. He does a lot for them defensively, and he's got a great shot, and he can get to the basket. The key for Clark is staying on the court. He just can't pick up another foul and be off the court. He's a key player for the Panthers, especially with McEnroe sitting over there with a foot injury. He's got to, you know, for the rest of the season out, he's got to stay on the court for the Panthers.
And imagine that, folks. Edmiston's best player has been out for the last probably month with a broken foot. They'd be even better with him out there, and they're a minute away from winning the Tri-Valley Championship without him. Bolton with a jumper in the right corner. No, rebound Worcester. They got a chance. They got life with a minute to go. Prince trying to go coast to coast. Missed the layup. Had a lot of contact. Second chance, and he's fouled.
And Coach Belton for the Panthers is saying, why are we taking that shot? He did not want to take that quick shot, and it gives the Wolverines life. Because now if Prince makes these two foul shots, it's within four.
So Prince to the line here, and Worcester's kind of Achilles heel has been some foul shooting at different points of this game. And Prince gets the first one. He's into double figures now with 10. Makes it 49-44, and another big one coming here for Prince. And how will Coach Jimmy Kenyon, the Section 4 Hall of Famer, how will he play this? Prince, second shot, in and out, rebound Edmiston. Oh, killer on the foul shots here. Edmiston's got it across midcourt. They go to Bolton. 45 seconds left. They find Clark on a layup. He missed it. And Worcester's still got some chances here. Down 49-44, 40 seconds left. And Clark with a steal. No, Worcester holds on just in time there. Derek Land got it. They go to Prince. Down to 30 seconds left. Alex Adams, a three, falling away. It's off the back of the rim. It wouldn't go. Derek Land a rebound. Land in the paint. And time is just ticking away. Land can't get the shot to go. And a rebound for Edmiston with 20 seconds left. They lead 49-44. Zinger across midcourt. Worcester isn't fouling yet, and finally they do. With 11.3 left. And Edmiston on top, 49-44.
And now the big problem for the Wolverines is they only have two team fouls, so they got to get to three more. So this is tough for J.K. and the Wolverines. They got to foul quickly in 11 seconds.
Looking for their first league title since 2020. And now a foul on Worcester on the inbounds with 8.7 seconds left. And Edmiston in full control right now, 49-44.
And they still got to get two more fouls in 8 seconds. There's not really enough time because, as we talked about it earlier in the season, the Panthers don't have to inbound the ball after 5 seconds.
A lot of stuff left on the table here maybe for the Wolverines. And Panthers are going to try to get it in. They do to Clark. And Bolton's going to get out of there. Now to Hunter Dye, to Bolton in the corner, and that's going to do it. 49-44 is going to be our final. And the Edmiston Panthers are back on top of the Tri-Valley League for boys basketball. A valiant effort by the Worcester Wolverines, but Edmiston gets it done, 49-44. You feel for Gavin McEnroe. He's on the bench in the boot with a broken foot. but his teammates get it done here, Rich.
And, you know, you're looking at the roster for the Panthers. They're a very, very young team, so the future is pretty bright for this young team, and especially going into sectionals as the number one seed with being so young. I mean, there's not a lot of seniors. The future is bright for Coach Belden and the Panthers.
Both these programs have a lot of guys coming back. Worcester, the three seed in sectionals. Edmiston, the one seed. Maybe they see each other again down the road. We'll see. But a great Tri-Valley championship here between Edmiston and Worcester. 49-44, the final. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time to Unadilla Valley High School. The boys' Tri-Valley Championship in the books, and the Edmiston boys pull away with some late threes by Brayman Clark to defeat Worcester 49-44, their first league title since 2020. And wow, the atmosphere was just electric in here, Rich. It was great.
You know, Unadilla Valley does a great job of hosting these events. Kudos to athletic director, administrator, whatever his title is now, Matt Osborne. He does a great job. He's the first person to meet us at the door when we come in. And I tell everybody, I've seen a lot of games in Section 4, and Unadilla Valley might be one of the best places to host an event. So if you ever get a chance to come here, you know, for a league game or anything, they do a great job. And, you know, they don't have to host the Tri-Valley League, but they do a great job, and they open their doors to everybody, and this is just a wonderful, wonderful facility. Get out here, Section 4 fans, and watch a game. You won't be disappointed.
I was talking about it when I had Bonds on at halftime of the girls' game. Just a big thank you to UV for everything they do. Matt Osborne was here early this morning setting this up. I mean, they're off from school this week.
Yeah.
He's in here setting it up. Teams come in. He's directing them where they need to go. It's great for the officials. They got their own area. Just a really nice place to host games, and I hope we get a chance to do many more here over the years.
It's just a great spot. It really is a great spot. It's kind of a hidden gem here in Section 4.
All right, our scoring summary here. First for Edmiston, 19 from Brayman Clark. That's a game high. Those late threes, he hit two deep threes late in that ball game, which were huge. 16 for Hunter Dye and 10 for Landon Woost. 2 for Gavin Zinger, 2 for Max Bolton. The other side for Worcester, pretty balanced. 12 for Connor Land, that's what he had at halftime. And then he couldn't score in the second half, but that was a great first half. 11 for Alex Adams, 10 for Ryan Prince, 9 for Matthew Sanders, 2 for Derek Land. So some nice balance there for Worcester, just coming up a little bit short. Let's get into our three awards here to wrap up our broadcast. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. I mean, I think Brayman Clark, 19, those threes, it was his offense that helped them get over the hump.
I've heard a lot about Raymond Clark from, you know, the various Edmondson people that have talked to me. They said, you got to come and watch this kid play. He's super athletic. He's only in 10th grade. And he can get to the basket whenever he wants. But what I was really surprised about is how great his jump shot is. His jump shot looks smooth. And he's good. He's a solid player, and his future is really bright for the Panthers. He played a great game, and, you know, the Panthers are a different team when he's on the court. He's got to stay on the court for them.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I'm going to go with Hunter Dye for this one from Edmiston. I mean, he had 16, hit some key threes. You could give them all purpose, but I just thought that Edmiston defense really impressed me. He was a big part of it. The trapping, the chasing around. I mean, those guys really sold out on the defensive end, and it paid off with a TVL chip.
Dye's a very tall, lanky player, hit some big threes in the first half and in the beginning of the second half, and probably a little bit of an honorable mention to talk about is Woost. Woost played a great game. I was really impressed just his energy. Just a lot of his teammates feed off him. He gave it everything he had, and he basically got to about 2 minutes left in the game, and he utterly collapsed on the court. I'm sure he's okay. I don't see him sitting over on the bench, but he gave it his all, and, you know, a little bit honorable mention, but he didn't have the points that Dye had, but Woos played a really good game as well.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. A lot of different candidates here tonight. I think, boy, you could go Connor Land. He was huge there in the first half. Ryan Prince was great. Sanders didn't have his normal night, but, I mean, still just a presence on the inside. Alex Adams from the outside. I'm pushing for Land or Prince. I think I'm going to go Prince.
I thought you were going to go Land. I think Prince played really, really well.
Yeah.
When I saw him play the first game of the year against Norwich, I said, watch out for that guy.
Yeah.
He's a great player. Not only does he have the best hair on the court, but he also controls the game. He doesn't make a lot of bad mistakes, and he seems to be in every single play. He's a good player. He's going to be a great player in the Tri-Valley. He's only a 10th grader as well. He's going to be battling with the Clark back and forth for the next 2 or 3 years. These games, the Wolverine-Panther matchup over the next 2 years, Prince versus Clark is going to be one to watch, folks. It's going to be a good one.
And, you know, Morris, they're, you know, Carter Swayer and Ryan Murphy are only juniors, too. I mean, there's going to be a lot coming back next year for the Tri-Valley boys, so who knows who we're going to see in this game next year, but a lot of firepower, so that's why it means so much to get here, and it means so much to win it. First one since 2020 for Edmiston. Worcester was going for their first since 2007, I should say, so, you know, some underdog fans out there were pulling for the Wolverines, but Edmiston gets it done. That's why they are one of the bread and butter, the staple type of teams here in the Tri-Valley.
They really were. They played really well tonight. I was impressed with their defense early on, and then, you know, Clark just played under control at the end with the last 3 minutes and made huge shots. That's what big players do. They make shots down the end, down the stretch, and he did it. Kudos to him.
I mean, if Clark doesn't make those shots, who knows? This game is...
Oh, we might be still playing right now.
Tooth and nail, because Worcester was really coming hard. And for Clark to hit those back-to-back threes from deep, I mean, Worcester was really pushing him out. And he's able to make it, so he stepped up.
I mean, they were NBA range threes. They were wide open. He had a clean look at it. They weren't guarding him, but they were NBA style threes. I mean, they were deep.
Yeah, they almost said, "Okay, he's out far enough.
Yep,
we feel good about it." And he made him pay.
They rolled. the Wolverines rolled the dice. They let him take what they thought was a bad shot, and he hit two big ones.
So we'll be back on the air tomorrow. MAC Championships, the final two games of our 6 games in 3 days. These games tomorrow will be at Oxford High School. We're going to have the MAC boys at 1 o'clock, Delhi against Walton Downsville. That'll be a war. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll have another battle between Green and Sydney for the girls' MAC championship.
Will Coach Kelly and Coach Hoover come out at halftime of that one and fight in the middle like gladiator style? That would be great to watch. But I'll be honest, I'm really looking forward to that girls' game, that rematch of what we had earlier in the year. You know, Sydney's got some great players that have just been playing well down the stretch for them. And Green's got that 2-3 zone defense. You know, Sydney likes to get up and play with momentum, and Green likes to slow everybody down. Who's going to win? What style is going to win tomorrow? Is it going to be Coach Pierce or Coach Gorton? They're both. I think I saw Coach Gorton in the stands tonight. He's probably going home and thinking about it now.
Yeah, if you're around tomorrow, make sure you get over to Oxford. That you can buy tickets at the door. I think it's $4 for adults, I believe, $2 for students. It's going to be a packed house. If not, they are streaming the game on their YouTube channel. You just go to the Oxford School website, click under Athletics, and their YouTube page is there. And Rich and I will be there for both games on CDO, so we're glad to have you along as well, obviously. And also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. So two more to go, Rich, and those will be great games tomorrow for sure.
So you're saying we should go out for dinner tonight, or should we go home and get some sleep?
My voice could use a rest, and I think I need some sleep here tonight, because that's going to be a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
1-3 tomorrow to get there, to get all set up, that's a lot. So we'll see you tomorrow afternoon for sure. Big thank you to Craig Stevens for all his work on this, and, of course, to Jim Tomeo, our Energizer Bunny, the producer back in the Sydney WCDO studios.
What Jim impresses me the most with is he's always asked me, what music you want to listen to, Rich? So you, all the people that don't like the playlist, that's on me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we get to choose a little bit during basketball season, so it's fun. But, Rich, thanks again.
No problem. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Here's our two final scores tonight. Lawrence Milford girls win the Tri-Valley 48-44 over Richfield Springs ODY in overtime. And then the Edmiston boys in regulation over Worcester 49-44 on the boys' side for the Tri-Valley League Championship. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the MAC Championships in Oxford on WCDO.
Hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.